You're listening to CJLO News. Recent immigrants and refugees across Canada have lost their interim health coverage, meant to cover expenses until they are on provincial coverage or worker benefits. This comes with changes to Canada's interim federal health program, which provided temporary health coverage to refugees and asylum seekers. Under the new rules, basic medical care will still be covered, but patients will now have to pay out of pocket for part of the cost of so-called supplemental services. These services include prescription drugs, dental care, vision care, and mental health services. In many cases, refugees will be asked to pay a portion of those costs directly to providers. The federal government says the change introduces a cost-sharing model. Critics argue it creates new financial barriers for people already facing economic hardship. Here in NDG, the community program Head in Hands, which helps connect youth to needed services, including health services, say many of their immigrant clients are preparing to lose coverage. Here is the Head in Hands Executive Director, Andy Vicente.
What we're seeing already, but what we'll see more of, is just a delay in care, you know, untreated conditions becoming urgent, and more of a reliance on already stretched community clinics like ours.
Vicente says for newcomer families in the area, the ending of this coverage could lead to some delaying or avoiding care, potentially worsening health outcomes and increasing pressure on emergency rooms and provincial health systems.
Folks already face barriers like stigma, you know, lack of accurate information and fear. And especially since if they've already had negative experiences with institutions. So adding a particular cost barrier reinforces the idea that care isn't for them or that it's risky to seek it. You know, youth are generally more likely to delay care, you know, especially for mental health, sexual health, or, you know, anything they already feel pretty uncertain about.
The program was designed to assist refugees and immigrants in the interim between arriving with no coverage and getting on provincial coverage or workers' benefits. That aspect of the program has been cut as of May 1st. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.